As a part of our study of the effects of diseases on society, of the social consequences of man's diseases, we should certainly include yellow fever. Now, yellow fever is a deadly disease that's caused by a virus, and it's been the source of many epidemics since at least the 18th century in Africa, Europe, and the Americas. In fact, it still kills more than 30,000 people a year worldwide. And there's still no cure for the disease. However, there is a vaccine to immunize us against it. The road to the discovery of that vaccine was a rocky one, I think. It's called yellow fever because one of its symptoms is jaundice, a yellowish color that the skin takes on because of liver damage. It's transmitted by mosquitoes, either from man to man, this is called the urban cycle, or from monkey to man, this is called the selvatic or jungle cycle. The disease probably originated in West Africa, and it was carried from there to the West Indies and the New World in the 18th century with the ships of the slave trade. The first big outbreak of yellow fever happened in Cuba in 1762 and 1763. And it killed thousands of American and British colonial troops there. After that, between then and 1900, it killed about 10% of Cuba's population.